Hi, this audiobook is for Erica. Hi, Erica. I haven't made you an audiobook in a while. Well, I've only made you one, but yeah. Hi. I love you a lot. Yeah, you're one of my favorite people. Like, you and Alyssa are basically my favorites, and I love you a lot, and I love talking to you, and you're funny and great, and yeah. I don't know how to make this long because I usually, like, have to make audiobooks for people that I don't really like or that I don't talk to, so I just have to lie and say, like, I'm in love with them, but I'm not. But I actually do love you, so I don't know what else to say. So, yeah. You live kind of far, so that sucks. So I need to meet you one day, but I don't really know how because you live far. But it will happen. Maybe you should just come move to Texas or something. That would be easier. And I hope you're not listening to my TV because I'm watching something really weird. Yeah. I don't know what else to say. Should I sing to you? Yeah, okay, I'll sing to you. I'll sing you What Makes Beautiful. Okay. Okay. You're insecure. Don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, oh-oh. You don't know you're beautiful. If only you saw what I can see. You'll understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm looking at you and I can't believe. You don't know, uh-oh. You don't know you're beautiful, uh-oh. That's what makes you beautiful. So I'm pretty sure that sucked a lot, but I only sang for you. Like, you're the only one I've ever sang for, so I think you should be happy about that. Or you can just pretend to like it and tell me that it didn't suck that bad. Okay, but yeah, I love you a lot, so yeah. You're gay, but it's okay. I love you. Bye!